You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Well, hello, strangers. It feels like we haven't seen y'all in a long time.
We haven't.
What's it been, 2 weeks since we've done?
I think so.
Wow.
At least two.
Because we were on the vacation. We did that. And then,
it was Easter. Yeah, it was a lot.
So
here we are.
And you know why we're back? Because Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress said, oh my God, I miss you guys so much. Get in there and do a podcast. Actually, they said, we're paying you to get in there and do podcasts, so do podcasts. Right. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, we've had other sponsors. We had a different sponsor at one point, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, the sponsor we've had most of the time since the beginning of, what's this one? TJ and Jody's House. So whatever kind of furniture you need, they've got it. Bedroom furniture, living room furniture, even the, don't they have tables?
Tables, yep.
Yeah, so.
Lamps.
Yeah, don't just think that they've got mattresses and bedware. They do have that, and the best in the business is what they've got.
And go in there and lay on that luxurious mattress that we talked about.
Is that what it's called? The luxurious mattress?
Yeah.
It is. Or is that just what you call it?
That's what I call it. It's heaven.
Is that because it's luxurious?
It's their luxury line.
Oh, sorry. I'm having to adjust my microphone accordingly because we haven't been here in so long. I didn't know where to put it.
You don't know what to do.
So, several locations of Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress all over the Lake Norman area. And their delivery team, say you live in Charlotte, you know, they can still bring you whatever you need. Go to their website first and look at all the stuff that they have. And they also have discounts and things at times where you can catch them online. You can get to their acetj.com/mattress. So, yeah, they changed it around to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress because they didn't want people forgetting how great the furniture is, because everybody already knows how great the mattresses and the pillows and the sleep technology and all of that is.
Are you still loving your pillow from them?
Yeah.
You take it everywhere with us.
Yeah, I do. And I'm kind of
like a little baby.
And you know, I'm kind of embarrassed when I take it into places because, you know, I suffer from excessive oily skin. And so my pillows have, they always have a darker spot on them.
It's like it's been dipped in a pool.
Yeah. A pool of ink.
Right.
And we have a split king, so because one of those adjustable beds, because we're old. And it has these little mattress covers on them. And when Jody strips the sheets, and while the sheets are in the washer, and you walk by our bedroom, it looks like one of us sleeps covered in shoe polish.
It does.
Is that the reason cover?
And I have washed that mattress cover even. Like, it just, I don't know. Your oil drippings from your body are strong.
But, I mean, that is why I look young. I don't have a bunch of wrinkles and stuff.
Okay.
And I forgot to turn the monitor around, so just try not to look at it.
I wasn't.
You look
you
at
were.
The camera. I know I was. I was looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to just put a towel over it so I don't look at it.
Okay.
All right. So Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture, acetj.com/mattress. That's where we got all of our furniture down there in the living room. We love it. Been going to them for years, way before they were our sponsors. So go check them out. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. All right. Yesterday was a big day. We're recording this on Thursday because we got stuff to do this weekend. And so it's a different time than we usually do. So we'll refer to this weekend, even though you're not hearing this until Monday. It's a lot. It's a hard stuff to keep up with.
Yeah.
Because I counted, this is the seventh podcast I've recorded today.
Good Lord. How are you able to talk?
I don't know, but I can't keep it straight.
Oof.
That's why I really was. It was the name
like,
of this.
Like, what am I doing? Yeah.
Because I did the regular old Ace and TJ morning show.
Mm-hmm.
I did Extra Funny podcast. Mm-hmm. Extra Funny podcast for the subscribers at Ace TJ Prime Plus. They're the only ones that get that. Mm-hmm. I did TJ's political show, which is only on Ace TJ Prime Plus. I did TJ's podcast today, and then I did a TJ's podcast that will run tomorrow while we're on the road. We'll talk about where we're going in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one makes seven.
Shoot.
I know. You know what I need is a drink, is what I need.
Or a peppermint.
Huh?
Maybe a little peppermint.
Did my breath stink? I just brushed my teeth.
No, I'm saying like sometimes it helps if you've been talking.
Oh. So I, like, I just brushed my teeth.
No.
Like, I didn't mean that. Because you know I get the, you know, you talk, you get the dry mouth.
Yeah, I thought you just needed it for your throat.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. But then I got to go pack when we're finished with here.
Well,
and again, we'll talk about our trip that we're going on this weekend in just a little bit. But yesterday was Jody's birthday. And oh, the outpouring of love for you on your big day was just absolutely breathtaking.
You got some sweet listeners.
What a blessing you are to so many thousands and thousands of people.
It was kind. It made me feel so happy.
Mm-hmm. And
I appreciate it.
And not just our lovely family, listening family and viewing family, from your personal friends, which you have. Oh, girl. Y'all are so blessed to have each other, you and all those women.
We actually are.
Mm-hmm.
It is a blessing.
I know.
Well.
I know. That's a blessing I wouldn't know, because I don't have any friends, and Jody's always quick to point that out, that
you have
I don't have. I have.
You can count them on one hand.
Yeah, friends that I'm, you know, around regularly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. We don't need many. When we get
this age, we're
lucky to have them on one hand.
But I'm just saying, you do. You have a bunch. And I don't, because I'm in here like a freak recording seven podcasts in one day. I haven't even looked out the window since 9 o'clock this morning.
I'm sorry.
That's not your fault.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah. So, so your birthday was great.
Yes, and my cake that you made was fantastic.
Oh, I'm glad you weren't here while I was baking it, though. Because the last time, no, it's just that I had a what we call in the sports world, I had an L that I was coming in, a loss that I was coming into this game with.
Okay.
Because that a Mother's Day cake that I baked you was a pain and it didn't go perfectly. And
you got
it
angry.
It took forever and you got upset at the whole process of me being taken all day.
And you got in a bad mood.
And no, I just got frustrated at one part of that when it wasn't working right. And then I got in a bad mood because you were yelling at me.
I wasn't yelling at you.
Oh, we'll have to summon the children. We'll summon the children.
We will, because they said you were grouchy and they didn't know why you were doing
it. Whatever. But anyway, I was really focused on redeeming myself with homemade.
It was delicious.
Red velvet birthday cake.
But I don't know why you do that to yourself.
I didn't do anything to myself. I was prepared for this one. I did it right.
Because I'm fine with...
Because I did stuff... I you know how detailed I am when I'm cooking something and I measure everything out that I need first and it just so then I can just dump it in, dump it in,
like
dump it in, dump it in. Yeah. Well, I kind of did that with bacon yesterday. You know, you got your two pans, your 9-inch pans, and you have to have an even amount of batter in each pan. You know how I made that happen? I measured them. The weight of each pan equaled itself.
Okay.
There you go. If you ladies, if you're baking cakes and you never can get your 9-inch cake pans even with each other, pull out your food scale.
Yeah.
Pull it on out.
And, or just wing
and
it.
And just measure it.
Just wing it.
But then I figured out, it's not that I'm not good at baking, it's that I'm not good at cakes. I'm not good at, because when you have to frost the cake, it's more, then it becomes more artistic. And I'm not artistic at all.
It was fine.
Well, I know that one yesterday turned out okay. But it did, it fell in the middle. It had a little, it had a little pool.
It gave
in
it
the
character.
Middle. Yeah.
I liked it.
But yeah, I mean, I thought it tasted good.
I liked it so much I had a piece this morning, and I do not usually do that.
Yeah.
I ate so much disgusting food yesterday. Well, not disgusting,
it was
delicious.
Your birthday.
But it was my birthday. So calories, I did not even think about it.
Nor should you.
Oh my God, I ate.
You had a nice Italian meal last night.
Oh my gosh, because pasta is my favorite.
And I didn't think about this until it was too late. But is red velvet still your favorite cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for lunch, my friend Jodine took me to lunch, and I had, I did do well food wise. I had a salad with salmon and a side of succotash. But then I blew it because I had a piece of lemon pie with whipped cream on the side.
But you're supposed to on your birthday, and you also work really hard at exercising and eating right and all that.
I try.
You look amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
I try.
One thing though is we look like a couple of NASCAR drivers with their sponsors all over
them. We do.
I mean, and I talked about this today on one of the other podcasts that I did. If you're a business and you would like to sponsor any of our stuff, don't think that we've already sold everything and we don't have any endorsement availabilities, because this all comes from my little friend Jenny. She gives us all these things because, I mean, you know, I guess she feels sorry for us. We need clothes. I wear every day. I think I wear some piece of her clothing.
I do think you do.
But look how nice this jacket. See, and I was trying to explain to them the other day, those boys on the show, on the regular morning show, that Jenny will go get like designer type things with her logo on it just for you and her. Like this, I don't have this jacket.
I love this jacket. And I have a gray one too. I love it. I wear it all the time.
But yeah, this is a hat from her. And then this shirt says Durst on it. That's the name of her family company. Durst is the parent company to Jet Fitness. Jet Fitness. I wasn't grabbing your breasts.
Oh, I know.
It didn't look like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, your birthday. Back to your birthday.
And then the night before, I kicked off my birthday because my friend Kelly Smith took me to a nice dinner, and I had shrimp, cilantro rice, and broccoli, and it just so happened they had half bottle wines that night. So I kicked that off on the night before my birthday, and then I have lunch on my birthday, and then dinner.
So what does that mean that you get a whole bottle of wine for half the price?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't just bring you a half bottle of wine.
No, half price.
Like who was drinking the first half of
no,
this?
No, half price.
Table 10 had half the first
price.
Half.
Yeah, it was fun. It was nice. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
Okay, well, good. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to tell you about where we're going this weekend. And then I have to ask Jody something about her birthday, one more thing about her birthday, and then we'll tell you where we're going this weekend. And it might cause a quarrel right here in front of everybody.
You better not.
I won't cause it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll get to all that next. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's house.
Oh, welcome back. We're just sitting here trying to figure out how the best way for me to turn to Jody and still be in front of the microphone is. And she goes, well, turn your head that way. And I did this. Like this? No, not that far.
You went like this? I said, no, not that far.
It's a delicate situation that we got going here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going out again tonight just as a regular Thursday thing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Just to eat dinner.
And so how many more birthday events do you have? Since yesterday was your birthday, how many more do you have?
Two that I know of.
Okay, and those are next week?
One's next week and one's the next.
All right. So then it'll be finished.
Yes.
But you're not happy about it being finished.
Well, I won't post it. I mean, it's not like you have to talk about it.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying you like the attention.
What?
You love the attention.
Well, who doesn't love to be treated on their birthday?
Sorry, I forgot to move this out of the way. Jody said that it's distracting. Is that, can you see that in the camera? No.
No.
All right, good. We are not in a professional environment here. Absolutely not.
Who's we?
You're sitting here in our loft. I was trying to figure out, do I turn the ceiling fan lights on or not? So, honey, it's not a professional situation. All right, so the reason we're recording on Thursday is because Sunday, the day we normally record, we're going to be in the car on the way back from Evansville, Indiana, which is where Jody's people live. Mm-hmm. That's where her people live.
Some of my people.
All of our people are from Indiana, mm-hmm. in a certain little pocket of Indiana. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you would have told anybody from my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, that I would grow up and marry someone whose family is from Indiana, they would have laughed in your face. For me to be married to somebody whose family is from the Midwest.
Well, here you sit.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I made the wrong decision. I'm just saying that nobody would have believed it.
Yeah, well.
And I'm also saying that I've never told anybody back home.
Okay.
I don't need that kind of... I don't need to be expelled from the town history books.
I left Indiana when I was an infant.
Yeah, but that blood went to is Louisiana. In you. All your people are from there. So?
You've got Kentucky blood in you.
I know, and that's still considered the South.
Not really to me.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Kentucky blood.
You got Kentucky blood.
Yeah, I do. So anyway, we're not going for good reasons. Jody's aunt, her auntie died. Mm-hmm. Her crazy aunt Geneva. Mm-hmm.
Her name was Neva, but I called her Geneva because I thought that would bother her, but it didn't. She loved it. Mm-hmm. And called her crazy because she was, you know, a party chick. She was always up for a good time. She was fun. Mm-hmm. And I always called her crazy Aunt Geneva, and she loved it, the whole thing. But your family, none of them is very religious. None of your family members are very religious. And
what do you mean?
Meaning that they're, you know, not... like you go to Bible study every week, and we're in church a lot, and you study with a pastor online, and
I don't
all of
know
that.
Though I don't know if they are, because I really I know my aunt that passed away. I mean, she would post things from
I know that they were believers, but they weren't in the church.
Yeah, I don't know
every
though.
Time the door swung open.
Yeah.
But my point is, I'm not saying that she died and I know she's in hell. I'm not saying that. I mean, I was going to explain why we're not going to a funeral. She didn't want a funeral.
No.
Or any kind of religious, sad send-off thing like that. She wanted a party.
And let's back up. She passed away suddenly. It wasn't like something, like she wasn't sick or anything. She was 67 years old. And then when they, you know, of course, everybody was shocked. And when her son, my cousin, was trying to figure out what to do, he was told by people that know her very well that she did not mm-hmm. want a funeral, that she never wanted that. And she wanted people to have a celebration of life and fun. And you know what? I mean, I can see that. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. And it
that is
exactly
her.
What. I would think that she would
absolutely
want.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was just explaining we're not going to a traditional funeral because your aunt died. We're going to her best friend's house, who's having a get together with all the people, and I'm still saying, Jody, I bet they're expecting you and your sister to say a little something to the crowd.
I don't think so. It's going to be in a home of a friend of hers.
Yes.
That's not a formal event. It's going to be...
But they're going to have people stand up and say stuff, tell stories about her and all.
How, though, if it's come and go?
I didn't think it was come and go.
Oh, I don't know if it's come and go. I'm
you told me
up.
It's not come and go. You said
you've
got
to
be there the whole time.
I mean, I would have to be there the whole time. It's my aunt.
Yeah, but I thought everybody had to be there.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going. But if I have to speak, I got a little something in my back pocket.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because you used to talk about how getting up in front of people and speaking just terrified
you. Well, it does. I'm not saying I wouldn't be terrified.
But even though you're a professional broadcast personality now, you're a podcast influencer.
But I'm looking in a camera, not at people. You know, if I'm in a room full of people having to talk, I might, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you talk at your Bible study thing? Don't you say words?
I do, but I don't say prayers.
You won't pray in front of a group?
No, when they make fun of me about it.
Well, they should.
I feel like I'm going to get, you know how I do where I just get...
You freeze in an emergency.
And so I feel like if all eyes are on me to pray, then I'm going to say something I shouldn't.
Well, but you think you'll be able to do it at the celebration of life?
Yeah, and I'm feeling like I'm not going to have to, so I feel good. But if I'm asked to, I will.
I don't know that I've ever been to one of those, so I don't know.
I don't think I have either.
The ones I've seen on TV and all.
Yeah.
That each they'll say who wants to share something about the dearly departed.
She has so many friends that I have a feeling there won't be time for me to speak
because they'll all be talking.
It's going to be
toasting
so
all of that.
Many.
But I mean, she was your closest aunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So I would assume that they think that if everybody's saying a little something, you would. Will your mom?
No, I don't think my mom. I don't know. Maybe my mom would.
I bet she would.
I don't know.
I bet your mom would kill it.
Probably. I mean, if my mom had to, she would kill it. But I just don't know if she will.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
You know, if... I don't know if it comes down to it and you know, it's in a situation where it's needed, I guess. I mean, maybe
is
I
that
could
what we're getting
say
at
something
here.
Maybe I could say a
he
little
loves to talk. Maybe it. I he could loves say a to few talk words, people's deaths, you know, at funerals, eulogies. He loves it. So even if he didn't know you, if you would just give him an index card with some specifics, he'll come up with something for you for a eulogy. Something, that's something I think that's great. What he's getting at here. He wants to talk about my Aunt Eva.
I not just come up
golly
with something.
Golly. All right, well, I'm going to let you have it. Have the floor.
No, I really don't want. I don't. I'm not looking at that.
Yeah. Stay tuned, because I guarantee you he's going to.
What would I say?
I guarantee mean, you.
I mean, I did deliver the eulogy at your grandfather's funeral.
I know.
So
your list is a mile long of how many eulogies you've done.
People back home in Louisiana say that's the only time I come home is to give a eulogy for somebody who died.
Well, it's true. And right before this happened with my aunt, he made a smart comment on the show. I will never go to Indiana. Ever. I have no reason to go to Indiana.
Yeah, that's it.
Here we go. He's going tomorrow.
I said, yeah, I don't have a reason to go back to Indiana for anything.
Never.
But
say
I was
never,
just joking,
because,
you know, I love your cousin, Brandon.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And, hell, if he lived in Maine and asked us to come see him, I'd go.
Yeah.
And, you know, people from Maine are weird.
Are you excited you get to see my sister?
It's almost like I see her every day anyway, because every time I walk through the downstairs area, I can hear her on speaker yelling.
That's because you come home too early.
But why does she talk so loudly? Or is it you have your volume up so loud?
I probably have the volume up. She usually calls me on her way to work.
Yeah. And that's a long drive too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, she does have, she thinks she has to be on the phone the whole time she's driving, doesn't she? Because she also, is that when she calls your mom, when she's on her way,
on
home,
way home
from work? Or, yeah, so it's like the whole time she's driving, she thinks she's got to be on the phone.
She doesn't call me every day, though, because it's either her or our daughter.
Mm-hmm, but I guarantee you your sister calls somebody every day on her way to work and home from work.
Well, Chuck, her husband loves to talk like her.
Yeah, but isn't he already at work at the prison?
So they talk.
But they can talk while he's at work?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they chitty. Sometimes I'll be on the phone and she'll be like, hang on, there's Chuck. And then she'll act like, and I just hang up because she does click over.
And not come back.
And never comes back. And she always go, hey, let me see what this is, man. Hang on. And then I just hang up because she doesn't come back.
Hmm. I don't blame you. But yeah, and then that's another thing. Chuck is going to be at the celebration of life thing, and he loves talking to people and getting to know people,
and people love him.
And
that's what bothers me.
And so here's the deal: my son, not Jody's son,
your son,
boy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, he's both of ours. I birthed him. He is not going to Indiana with us. Mm-hmm. We're dropping him off in Nashville to stay the weekend with his sister who lives there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have any like-minded person to hang out
to be
with.
Rude with?
Not be rude, just to hang out with and
maybe
talk
you'll
to
make a little friend. You never know.
Because, you know, Chuck, I mean, as much as I love Chuck, you know, he's going to be wanting to talk to everybody.
And he won't make fun of all of us like you do.
Jody.
Hmm.
What gives you that idea that I would be making fun of anybody?
You just want somebody that you can stand in a corner and talk about Indiana people. I know
and
you.
And make observations and jokes about their little quirks,
uh-huh,
and things like that.
Uh-huh.
How dare you?
Uh-huh.
And you think that your precious son would engage in that type of activity with me?
Yeah, I don't like that he does that. I really don't.
What, you don't like that
it's
he's
not amusing
funny? You don't think that, like, the fact that
not
he's
to
funny?
Be, not being ugly is not funny.
We wouldn't be ugly to anybody. You know what?
Y'all would be ugly.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be fake, and I'm going to put it on, and I'm going to be the life of that celebration. I'm going to be the life that we celebrate. Because I'm going to be Mr.
Oh, God.
personality, Mr. Friendly, Mr. Sweet.
How about
Sweet.
You just go in there and act normal? You don't have to do either one. Just chill out.
No, no. I always have to be on stage.
No,
for you
don't
Jody.
Have to.
If I'm not on stage, then I'm boring.
Nobody wants you on stage. You want to be on
well,
stage.
Well, it's too late.
Just like he wants to do.
Stage lights.
He wants to say a little something.
The stage lights have been flipped on, mm-hmm. and there's no turning them off until
I can't
the show's over.
Wait to record the next podcast to let y'all know what he says and does at this event.
I'm just trying to think of if I am asked to. To deliver a few words.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to be funny or whether I'm going to bring everyone to tears.
Well, let's not cry. She would not want that.
Maybe I'm going to do both, which is what I usually do in the award-winning eulogies that I deliver.
He does. You it's know. Like a goal for him to see you laughing hysterically and then crying and then back to laughter.
And it's called getting your audience emotionally attached. Jody,
you're using a eulogy for that.
Well, because you want them to feel good about what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you are a dynamic speaker.
Oh,
you
thank
are.
You.
You really are.
So now I don't even have to do it. That's all I was looking for is
you know I think you're
validation
a
in a public validation
I was
from
gonna
my
say,
wife.
I tell him all the time what a great speaker he is.
Tell them. Tell. I wanted you to tell them, and you did.
He is.
You told the world, and I am.
Now my All right,
my
now
day
we're done
is made.
Tooting your horn. Let me
day
go.
Is made. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I don't mean to turn the funeral about me.
He did.
But,
shocker. Golly.
All right, we have some rando things to discuss with you coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, here we go. Final segment. Make it a good one.
Yeah.
I forgot. We've been all caught up in your birthday discussion and the going to Indiana. We haven't said anything about our big weekend last weekend in Charleston.
And the mountains.
And we did. We went to the mountains last week, too. And
yeah.
Ooh, we have just been all over the place.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere, man.
Mm.
So we went to the mountains to visit our friend Mark. And went to some great restaurants while we were there.
Fabulous.
I was almost attacked by three bears. They were up on the porch on his deck of his house, and I was walking up to the house because we were getting back from dinner, and I saw one take off running off the deck and down into the woods, and then two more followed him because I was yelling at them, get back in the car, get back in the car. And so then later, there was another incident where one of them was on the porch and came around the corner, and we barely shut the door, the storm door of his house as the bear went right, just in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I was seconds away from being mauled by a big, black North Carolina mountain bear.
Or a cub.
No, they weren't cubs. They weren't.
Okay, Mark said they were cubs.
They weren't cubs. They were young, but they weren't. They were all away from their mom. They were living
mom
on their
was
own.
Near.
No, she wasn't. Well, maybe that was the mama that almost got me. Because that was a big bear. So we did that, and then we went and saw comedian Leanne Morgan with our friends Anthony and Kathy, Kathy and Anthony, in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina. South Carolina.
Yeah.
So we had fun there.
Fun.
Leanne Morgan.
Did you say that we went to the orchid farm?
I talked about it on one of the podcasts.
Million shows. Yeah. We went to an orchid farm when we came back from.
Mountains.
From the mountains. And we stopped at a small town too and had a little lunch. That was a lot of fun.
Hendersonville, North Carolina. We'll be revisiting that for a small town adventure for sure someday.
But if you like orchids and you want to know a good orchid farm to go to, we got it for you. I mean, it was unbelievable.
What was the name of it?
I think it was called Orchid Farm.
No, it had a name.
Nuh-uh.
It had something other than Orchid Farm name.
It did not. It just said orchids. It was in a big greenhouse.
In Harmony, North Carolina,
not
right?
Harmony. Harmony's where the tulips are.
Oh, tulips were in Harmony.
You're getting so confused. So confused.
See, that's what happens when...
Oh, Owen's Orchids.
See? I knew it wasn't just called Orchid Farm.
I know, I'm crazy. Owen's Orchids, and I think it's in, wasn't it Pisgah? Is it? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Pisgah or Pisgah? P-I-S-G-A-H?
I don't know. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, okay. Well, it says Pisgah Forest, North Carolina.
That sounds more like it.
Okay. Owen's Orchids.
So we did that.
And pretty.
Leanne Morgan was funny. If you ever get a chance to see Leanne Morgan or follow her on social medias and all that.
Funny.
She's been doing comedy for years and years and years, but she blew up during the COVID because she was making videos from her house and all that. And so she was, you know, social media just all of a sudden caught fire for her.
She's so funny.
Now she's doing movies. She's written a book. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Comes out in September. Yeah. And
her Netflix special has been in the, didn't they say the top, was it the top 10 or something for a while? Oh, it is so funny.
Right. And she's not just funny, you know, for a woman. Mm-hmm. She's funny for anybody. She's all around funny. You know, a lot of times people go, oh, she's so funny. You know, is, you know, she's, you know, funny for a woman.
Who says that?
Most people. Not about her, but about other women comedians or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just funny with no qualifiers.
There was a lot of men at that.
Funny. Yeah. So then, when we first got to Charleston. Our friend Anthony was working. He was on his flying back from a work trip in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And so Kathy took us to a little, you know, some little happy hour places. And the first one we stopped at was just like a dive kind of bar. And it was down in this little area where there are a bunch of ice cream shops and stuff like that. But it was a dive beach bar. And we're just going to get an appetizer just for snack and a beer. And Jody and Kathy found on the menu the appetizers were things like fried mushrooms and fried shrimp and, you know, seafood kind of stuff that you'd see on popcorn shrimp, things like that. And they ordered the hummus with fresh vegetables
and pita bread.
Pita bread, celery, and baby carrots with hummus. It's really pronounced hummus, but I know most people don't pronounce it that way, so I won't. And believe it or not, ordering hummus and fresh vegetables at a dive beach bar is not really a good
choice. Sometimes it is.
First of all, what would make you even think that was good? The carrots were completely white, like they were frostbitten or something.
Well, I didn't know that until it came out.
And but I mean, who wouldn't have thought that this is not really a good place for fancy food?
I was trying
like
to be
that.
Good.
Yeah. So
I did eat the pita bread and the hummus and some celery.
Yeah.
I was starving.
And eating hummus in the hot sun.
Well, I didn't plan to really be sitting in the hot sun, but we did.
Yeah, okay. So we had that. And then we went to a little Mexican place for happy hour to get some margaritas and chips and salsa and, you know, just a couple little things to nibble. And while we was there, that old Shep from Southern Charm mm-hmm. came in mm-hmm. and he was walking his little pig on a leash.
His little pig's name is Craig.
Yeah, it's a little French bulldog, a Frenchie, but we call them pigs because they look like pigs.
So cute.
But he got to take his pig in the place, and everybody else had their dogs outside. He got to take his in.
I'm sure he's a regular.
Well, I mean,
he lives right there.
It's still the law.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It is in North Carolina.
But I didn't say anything to him.
No.
I've already met him before.
And you're not that crazy about him.
I mean, he's all right.
Raging liberal, from what I understand.
Well, if it had been Craig, I would have said something, and I met him.
Yeah.
He's a doll.
Absolute doll.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know who Craig is. I know he's the sewing guy and the pillow guy and all of that.
Everybody
I'm sure.
Does.
I'm just saying, if I don't know him by sight, I couldn't spot him somewhere.
Oh, he's cute. He's handsome.
Hey, there's Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I may not like him if he's as much of a talker as you say
he is. He's a talker. He's so nice.
He talked y'all's head off in his
store. I thought he was
so
sweet.
You know, I'm not a talker.
Really? You've done how many podcasts today?
Well, I mean, I'm not a chit-chatter. Let me
and that's why you're not a chit-chatter.
I'm not
because
a
chit-chatter. You do that for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Right. But it was a fun time, and then we came back Sunday. And then, what, Monday was a whirlwind.
We listened to church on the way back.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, old Brother Gary Hamrick, Cornerstone Chapel.
Then that was it. We just had a busy week. Fun. Now we got this going on this weekend where we got to travel to Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah.
And how long of a drive is it? 10 hours?
Well, no, from Nashville, it's 2.5.
Okay, but from here?
Nashville's about 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
So what, 9? 8.5?
Yeah, 8.5 hours from here. Probably looking at 9 by the time we stop and, you know, carrying
dump that
on.
Boy off.
Yeah. But Jody's other family coming from Louisiana is going to be her sister and her husband, Chuck. They're twins who are 11, 12?
They're about to be 13, yep.
Yeah, they're 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jody's parentals are going to be in there, too. So that thing is going to be loaded down with Louisiana people. And her dad's got to have snacks all the time. You know, he's constantly nibbling on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize this, but I heard you saying that Chuck likes to stop at convenience stores a lot along the way to explore, or just because he's hungry.
He likes snacks and looking around. You know how he does? He loves to shop and look around.
So it'll take them a while to get there.
Big news for us this week. Did you announce it on the other shows?
Yeah.
That we became a great aunt and uncle.
Yeah, my little nephew. And his wife had a baby,
so,
8 pounds, 2 ounces.
He's so cute.
And in Magnolia, Arkansas.
So I became a great aunt the day before my birthday.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, not really, because it's not your blood kin.
It's not?
No.
Oh. Well, then how does that work?
No, I mean, it would be. By marriage, you're kin to it, to that baby. But it'll probably not have anything to do with you.
Okay.
Babies like me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. I think
babies do like you.
I think it's
grown-ups
great.
Don't.
Yeah. People with a developed mind.
Yeah.
Don't. But no, that baby will love you just like everybody else does.
I love a baby.
But we got to figure out a time when we're going to go see that baby. We're too tired right now.
Oh, my gosh. We are. I'm definitely going to see that baby at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I guess that does make you feel, it makes you seem old, though, when you start having great nephews and
Well, you kind of just made me a little upset and hurt my feelings by saying I'm really not the aunt.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
And that was rude.
I'm kidding. But I don't think your sister's kids consider me to be their kin folks.
Well, you don't talk to them.
Yes, I do.
No.
I try to. No, he doesn't. Yes, I do.
When they were babies, he did.
No, I still do. And they...
He aggravates them.
Yeah, they roll their eyes at me. And
why?
Stuff.
Why would they do that?
Because I'm trying to play with them and stuff.
Are you picking at them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, again, in a few weeks, they're going to be 13. And I think we all know about 13-year-olds.
What?
I mean, they don't like to be picked and joked with.
Well, that's what I do.
I know. Well, maybe that's what you can do Saturday when you're miserable, and you can go make friends with your niece and nephew.
Well,
in a corner.
You know, I thought a few years ago, I thought that it would help them to like me, you know, when they're all about, thank you, Aunt Jody, for our birthday gifts. Thank you for our Christmas gifts. And then I pointed out to them that you didn't even have a job and that, you know, those are from gifts are from me too. That didn't work.
Isn't that what you would do to a child?
I say, hey, those gifts, Aunt Jody went and picked them out.
They think
JoJo,
you're a grumpy old man.
They call you JoJo. JoJo went and picked them out and sent them to you and all that. But I bring in the money. You wouldn't have those birthday gifts that weren't for your uncle. And then nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing from them out of that.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. I think this could be the weekend, yeah, that I bring them over to being fans of mine.
You got plenty of time to do it.
Will that boy get his head out of video games long enough now?
I don't know.
Now that he plays baseball and outside things?
He has his head out of video games more than our son does.
Yeah. Our son's got his head in them right now on the other side of that wall.
If he's sitting upright, he's got them in it.
All right. We got to go eat. I literally woke Jody up from a nap to get her to record today. She was asleep down there.
I was asleep for 2 minutes.
Either way, we're exhausted people. We're old, especially Jody, who just had a birthday, and we got to go. Thanks for listening and watching and all that. What do I do? Love you. Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.